This is CliffCentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-G-G-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com. Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-G-G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly.
Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom.
Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-G-G-Man, the ad man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
With G-G-G-Man, the ad man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Hello, 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 hello. What's up? It's your boy, G-Man and Ant-Man, and we're back. Hey, how long has it bloody been, eh? Hey, no, it has been too long, man. I'm sorry I left you guys alone without a dope beat to step to. It's your boy, G-Man the Ant-Man, and we are back at it, guys. It's been 3 weeks, three entire weeks. I don't know how we've managed, but I think you know how these things go. The advertising, what advertising was, advertising gets, guys. So advertising had me, and I was running around doing advertising things, which pretty much makes sense. I mean, that's what the show's about, right? We're about advertising and branding, and yeah, I was out there doing advertising and branding and all types of other things. Yeah, but it's been a long ass 3 weeks. How the hell have you guys been, man? So hit me up. Let me know how you've been. Let me know how much you've missed me. Sometimes all it takes is for someone to just remind you how much they've missed you. You know what I mean? So just hit me up. Just say, you know, G-Man, I mean, what the fuck, you know? You know, where you been at, my man? You know, so hit me up. On Twitter, that's at Blaxem, it's at BLAXEM. Or on WhatsApp, that's 079-748-2090. You can send us some WhatsApp messages. You can send me pics. You know, no dick pics because you're not that kind of show. But, you know, but send me a pics. You know, send me how your office looks. You know what I mean? It's like what? It's officially first quarter. No, first quarter is not ended. But just send me some stuff, man. Send me some stuff of what your office looks like. I'll shout you out. You shout me out. That kind of thing. And then we also have the number. Right, if I can find the number, I have it here. There it is, 0861-555-189. That's 0861-555-189. Now, if you follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, you also know that I've got a dope guest with me today in the studio. Some people are scared. You know what I mean? Like some people. Some people. Madra. Yeah, lady heads. So some people are also nervous, you know. I got comments like, you know, this is gonna be your best show yet. But at the same time, I mean, I'll introduce her in a little bit because, you know, she obviously runs Squad Deep. And she'll introduce her whole squad. We'll chat about a whole bunch of things. We'll chat about all the news that's happened. And we'll chat about her, you know, and because that's what we do. So remember, hit me up once again, guys. It's at CliffCentral.com on Blaxem on Twitter or at Blaxem. It's been that long, guys. Palisades here giving me looks like tisk 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 tisk. It's been that long, but yeah, hit me up on Twitter. That's at CliffCentral.com. Or at Blaxem, it's at BLAXEM. Or on that number, once again, on WhatsApp, 079-748-2090. Right? But yeah, man, it's been a bit. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to introduce my guest first. We're going to get a sense of who she is, what she's been up to. Yo, who's talking? And then she'll introduce some of her guests. Some of her squad, well, her whole squad actually, and then we'll chat, about everything that's been going on. Remember, in the background, what's playing there is a beat bar from the boy Falcone, Shout out, Jacques Falcon, out at FCB. Let's do that again. Let's do it again. That's right. You guys have missed me, haven't you? So shout out to Jacques Falcon Moodley, out at FCB. That's a beach straight out of his stew. So yeah, man. FCB is all up in the house today. So let's do some intros in here, and then we'll be able to get into everything else that we're up to. So I mean, if you've been in advertising for about 5-10 minutes, you would have heard of this lady. You probably would have encountered her as well, you know, because there are a few who have been who have been under the proverbial coach, who have learned and studied under this woman, and have also been taught a few lessons in humility, in just straightforwardness from this woman. So in the studio today, I'm actually going to let her introduce herself and tell us what she's been up to. But in the studio with me today, hey, Miss Malinga, what's going on? Hey, what's up? What's going on?
Hello, Batong.
Holy guy, man.
I'm good. Thank you.
As you believe. How have you been, man?
I've been good.
Yeah, busy as fuck. I mean, we've been trying to get you on the show.
I know.
For quite some time now. I'm totally busy, guy. Buddy.
What in the cotton fields, you know?
Yeah. Wait in the water.
But you know we love the cotton field.
We do. Yeah. It's quite addictive, that cotton field, actually.
Hey, man, we go, we come back, you know, we swear never to do it again. And then that call comes in and you're like, okay.
Is that what it's felt like to you? Has it felt like your journey has been a lot of like, that's it, get fed it?
Every year.
Is it?
Every year I leave advertising and every year I come back.
That's all it is.
I think so.
But I mean, you guys have been hella busy, right?
Yes.
But I mean, I'm sure there's a whole lot of things on your plate right now. What is it that we took you away from today? You know, like I know, like this 1 hour between 11 and 12 on a Wednesday. It's sacred to most people. That's every Wednesday from 11 till 12 o'clock. A shameless plug on my own plug. I mean, what are you talking about? But you must have been busy. What are you busy with? What is in your in-tray? Right. Does FCB still use in-trays? What's in your inbox right now?
Job bags. We still have that kind of stuff, you know? So there's quite a bit. I mean, the focus obviously is on SA Tourism right now, particularly on the PR side.
That's right.
And there's a lot on the call.
Because you hit up that squad, right?
Yeah, I hit up that squad.
Yeah, you're going to get a chance, guys. The G-Man, the Ed, man, I stay introducing you guys. I'm your plug, guys. Don't you worry. Yeah, so you head up the PR department.
For SA Tourism, at FCB. So, you know, there's a lot of things. We've got the Africa's Traveling Daba coming up right now. We just finished Meetings Africa. I know you don't like going to meetings.
I'm just saying to Bali now, how amazing is it to go to a thing called Meetings Africa? Meetings! I never.
But you must look at the content, man, and forget about
but
the
But what is the thing about? What was that about?
So, it's about getting African businesses, particularly in tourism, to kind of meet, you know, try and grow the economy, the tourism economy,
more than anything.
So it's about collaboration, it's about shared economies, you know, because we don't exist in isolation. I think it's time that South Africans kind of see themselves as part of Africa.
That's right.
So platforms like Meetings Africa do exactly that, you know.
That's great.
Yeah, and then
I think, you know, when you say that you're in charge of PR for SA Tourism, I think a lot of people are going, because I mean recently all this stuff has happened, right?
Yes.
So I mean all the hey, shout out to my people in Cape Town. I mean, what am I doing? Shout out to all my Cape Town people, you know, have been real good to me in the past couple of weeks. But we also know that they've had you know, one or two problems that have obviously affected tourism, right?
Of course.
And I think a lot of people would not have envied being you when that brief landed.
Yeah.
That, guys, we have to. What was that like? What was the experience of having to? Are you still dealing with it? What is it? How's it been?
Yeah. So now I mean they're still dealing with it, but I think we were smart enough.
Boom.
You know, to kind of get people who specialize in things like crises, you know.
Yeah.
So get a team that's going to focus on that, and then let the business of tourism continue.
As well.
And then keep another team, you know.
Yeah.
And they were gracious enough to put money to resource this thing. So you know, but it has been quite busy. It had everybody kind of nervous for a little bit, you know.
Yeah, of course.
There was like a freak out, you know, when CNN says something.
Yeah,
then
exactly.
The world is
exactly.
Yo, we're dying.
Yeah.
But
then CNN mustn't find out about this balloon. You know what I mean? I mean, this balloon might just ruin tourism all over again.
Well, like listeriosis. Never.
Yeah, I'm not too sure.
Remember when like only 37 people died of Ebola?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
across Africa, and they're like, oh, Lord.
Yeah.
You know, so it was one of those. No, man, it's a fun place, you know? And we've got a great team as well, and we're all black women.
Uh-huh.
I promise you.
Hello, what do you want? In fact, I'm actually going to use that opportunity for you to introduce the squad.
Absolutely.
that you brought with you. Who's here with you? Introducing
so
these
fine
ladies.
So I'm here with Zinanda Ncedo.
Hello, Zinanda, how are you doing? How do you fit into Mbali's team? Are you entouraging? Like what the fuck?
I could be both. Squad
Thumbless.
I'm the PR account executive.
Okay, hello.
For the Tourism Grading Council.
Yeah, you want to come a little closer to the mic? Never shop in Bali, don't worry. Yeah, it's my house here.
So yeah, we do PR for the Tourism Grading Council of South Africa.
Yeah.
As you know, STARS, TGCSA and stuff.
Yeah.
And for the broader SA Tourism, South African Tourism work scope, PR scope.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Look at you. Hey, Lente Wakanda.
English, Baba.
English, Wakanda. But there's another lovely lady here with us. Hey, long time. There's another. Emma Kanyan. There's also another lovely lady here with us. And who are you, lady?
My name is Luleka.
Hello, Luleka. What's up?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm PR Accounts Executive on domestic portfolios.
Hello.
Basically.
So, what is short left? So?
Yeah, but my short left.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Really? Yeah.
Did
your research.
Oh, that's great, man. That's fantastic. So you know what? Normally, what we do at this point in the show is kind of go through some of the stuff that's happened recently. I mean, I haven't been here for 3 weeks, so there's a shitload that's happened. So, we're not going to be able to get through all that and get through, you know, meeting you guys. So, I just want to get into some of the stuff that's happened recently. So, while you know all this stuff was happening, I was on the internet. Hey, shout out to the guys at Maglives. What's going on? What's going on? So I was on the internet, and then you know one of these great articles popped up. You know when you get an alert that you know your name has been mentioned somewhere, mm-hmm. And then they were talking about the most admired creative leaders in Joburg. You know what I mean? I'm just gonna lead up with a clap real quick. No, but it was really, really cool to kind of go, you know, to be named amongst the people like so myself and Amit Tilly, who you might know really, really well. Shout out Amit Tilly.
Daddy,
a familiar voice on this platform. We were the runners up to none other than Spustol. So shout out. I mean Spustol. So what the fuck, man? You know, it's like we hear about this man pretty much every week here on the show. But I think it's amazing. I think it's really, really cool. And I mean, how much do you think that means, you know, to the Wakandaization shout out Google, of this entire thing, you know, the fact that, you know, creative leadership that's been admired. I mean, in that whole group is three non-white males. We can talk about the male part of it later. But, you know, three non-white males kind of going, you know, does it feel to you that something in the game is changing?
Yeah, I mean, it was the rise of Wakanda.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I don't think I'd kind of say it's there.
Yeah.
You know, we're not there yet, but it's a good reflection.
Yeah.
Right, of the things to come.
Yeah.
There's a lot of work that still needs to be done. I mean, some of us still feel kind of sidelined. You know, you can be a woman in a senior position in an agency, but you still feel kind of in a corner.
Yeah.
You know?
Does it still feel that way?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So you don't think that we've made any strides in that regard at all?
Not significant enough.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there are the ones that stand out, you know, Masego, you know.
Yeah.
Women starting their own businesses, that kind of stuff, you know. Chirasekasi, I mean, she's doing fantastic work.
Yeah.
And it's a nice volamlomo.
Yeah.
You know, but there need to be some follow through. And unfortunately, the follow through has to come from the people who actually own these things.
That's right.
Do you know what I mean?
That's right.
So we can work as hard as we want to try and pull these things up, but they kind of have to be in full support.
Yeah.
You know, and not just at face value.
Yeah.
Actually put your money where your mouth
That's
is.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
So it's a good start. It's a great start. And two of my favorite people were on there, you know? So
that's right. That's
I'm
right.
I'm absolutely loving. I mean,
thank
I don't
you.
Know. Yeah.
You're the best. I mean, I hope I'm one of those two people. I mean, come on.
I think.
But I mean, is the speaking of kind of the kind of the empowerment nature of it. I don't I don't know if I want to use the word empowerment, but I think, listen to how popular you guys are. There's already somebody on the phone.
Oh, really?
Talk to us. I don't know who's on the phone yet.
They want to tell you about their office.
Maybe someone has talked to us about what's happening in the office. Mm. But yeah, I don't know who's on the office on the line. But let's find out. Hello, who's on the line? It's G-Man the Edman. You've reached G-Man the Edman. Hello.
It's Holmes. I'm with Refilwe and Bosch and Zoya.
Oh, hey guys!
Squad
we
deep.
Just want to say we're the squad you left behind, but we're rooting for you. And can you get to the nitty gritties of the conversation?
Which part of the nitty gritty? Tell me which part of the nitty gritty.
What was it?
Hey, little senior mo today. Go for little senior here today.
I love you,
Khomo. So, thank you so much, Khomo. You have essentially directed the conversation.
Yeah, catalyst.
Love that squad.
So, but tell me, Khomo, what it's like to work with Mbali. Is this dope persona always carried around with her every time, or does she turn into another person?
It was a bit of a case of baptism by fire, I think. But it's been really cool. She's insightful. She knows people. She's all about getting things done. And I think she gives the kind of support that we need.
Look at you guys.
It's really, really cool working with Mbali. And we're Zenandi and Luleka, you two guys.
Follow the script, man.
I was about to say, this sounds hella scripted, but you know what? It's not my place to say.
Yeah.
But that's great. Thanks so much for calling us, Khomo.
Thank you so much for taking our call.
And I hope all of FCB is listening. I hope I'm on those big speakers. Luj, better turn this up. You know what I mean?
Thank you, guys. Cheers.
Thanks so much, Khomo. Yeah, so is this something that contributed to how you built your team? Like the idea of, was it all a coincidence that you built this team made up of these lovely black ladies, or did it just happen to you?
It happened. I wish I could take credit for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, I think I was also, it was a bit of a culture shock for me as well.
Yeah.
It was the first time ever that it's an all woman thing.
All black team. That's women, dope, though. You know?
But it was one of those, the drama that's going to be here.
Yeah.
But it's turning out to be a fantastic experience.
Yeah.
I'm mesmerized, like, every day.
Is it? Maybe let me ask them. I feel like we're not like a script out here. But how has it been for you guys? Let me also understand. Yeah. Did you guys arrive after Mbali arrived, or were you guys there when she arrived?
So Mbali got there when we'd already been there.
You'd already been there for a little bit,
For a while, so I think over a year.
Okay.
It was a bit of a culture shock, as she's saying.
Yeah.
But now, how I describe her, she's a dynamite in a small package.
Okay.
What you see. What you see with her is not always what you get, because you get this full bubbly personality where at times you falter and don't take her seriously.
Yeah.
But when she gets to the nitty gritty, the work, what she stands for, you see this like she evolves into something that you want to become one day, because we're all young. We're all young. She's an elder.
We're all young.
I mean, we are youth.
Yeah, what do you want?
Teen.
Teen.
So when she gets into her zone, you literally want to sit up and do.
That's right.
And deliver. Yeah. Because, come on, we're black women.
Yeah.
If one of us fails, we all fail. Singabantu. We come from homes where umdungabantu. So to get somebody who's motherly yet very friendly, who you can relate with is amazing.
That is dope. That's going to make me so bad. Yeah.
People think I'm an asshole.
but isn't that way, though, that you have to find like the balance between being this asshole and this motherly person?
No, absolutely.
This motherly asshole.
I'll shit on you with a smile.
Yeah. You can say anything you want. This is clipcentral.com, man. What do you want? That's insane. But I mean, I want to like. So you were you also there when it was did Mbali arrive after you as well?
No. I'm relatively new, so I've been there for 2 months now.
Shame.
Feel again.
Yeah. Again. But I guess what I wanted to get to, and maybe I should have also asked Khomo when she was on the line as well. Like the idea then of, you know, like different leadership, and I don't know who the leader was before, mm-hmm. but like, is there a real distinct difference between being led by, you know, a powerful black woman,
yeah.
and you know, somebody that you have to explain some things to, Gaitre?
So I believe that there's a big difference.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be frank and out there.
Yeah.
If we're led by a non-black person,
yeah.
and we're doing, like, our brand is proud of South African, it's who we are.
Yeah.
I don't think we would get the things we do,
yeah.
like on target, or we'd miss a couple of things, yeah. and we'd be fumbling everywhere. But to get,
because translating also takes time, and it's
yeah. I mean, briefs come in, and you're like, what? Yeah. So to have somebody who is a black woman, strong black woman, and
yeah.
who lives the brand, who yeah. is part of the people that are targeted by the brand,
yeah.
it gives me the feeling of ease. Go to, I can right. do my work, I can excel,
that or is so like, dope.
Do my work properly.
I love that so much. I love that so much. And you guys also worked on that campaign that I know is on a lot of people's minds, and I've had a few conversations about the It's Your Country campaign. You know what I mean? I mean shout out to everyone at FCB
touched that campaign. Jimmy and the
Lake. You know what I mean? Shout out to everyone who touched that campaign. I think all of us love that campaign, and I think it's really, really dope. But what was that like? I mean it felt like, to me, it felt like one of those things that were a brief that was big. And you guys delivered on a very big brief. What was it like? What was that experience like?
So, yeah, you know, you got to start like at the beginning, right?
That's right.
Where it's actually Team Pen and Pencil and Neo Sokola.
That's what's up.
That thing. Yeah, shout out. Yeah. absolutely brilliant. Just yeah. the thinking, you know?
Yeah.
It was a very brave idea.
Yeah.
So I think we shout out to the client as well.
Yeah. You know,
for them to actually buy into this whole thing. Scared for them,
yeah,
a lot, right? When they got this thing sold,
yeah.
But I think I was even more frightened for
yourself, us. Yeah,
because you know, it's beyond. It had to live. It still has to live beyond the pretty pictures.
That's right.
You know, so what's the substance that yeah. you sell behind the It's Your Country? And it's yeah. such a huge concept as yeah. well. You know, which it belongs to all of us. I mean, we know what we mean.
Yeah,
you know, so
yeah. Isn't there a book about that? The land is ours. Yeah.
Well, not sorry. Like that.
So let's kiss. With that, Chris.
Yeah, you know, yeah. but it is one of those things, and it's such a personal thing. There's not one South African
yeah.
who can't relate to that.
That's right. That's
you know
right.
what I mean? It's such a powerful idea.
Yeah.
That we kind of took ownership of.
Yeah.
And we don't necessarily have the mandate of everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's scary. It's not over. You
yeah.
know? It's coming out. You know.
And what is the PR part of that exactly entail? Like, have you guys had to like kind of unpack to people how this is their country? Get in there.
No, on our side, so it's basically just connecting the whole idea.
Yeah.
You know, like making sure that when it gets to the end consumer, they really get the message.
That's right.
You know what I'm,
Yeah. So getting, making sure that like people on the ground, if you haven't seen the TV ad
yes.
or if you haven't heard the radio spot, yes. you just kind of get the idea that,
yeah.
let me tell you, right now we're all about ownership.
Absolutely.
It's your country.
It's
and
it's
make sure that it really resonates.
Yeah. And it's also how you can enjoy your country. Mm. And that's why digital is so important and critical, because it's immediate.
Yeah,
And they're doing quite well on showing how people can actually, and it's people that look like you.
Yeah.
You know?
Who's the voice artist on the radio spots? I enjoy that guy, man. He pronounces things a bit wrong sometimes. I love that shit, man. That is so dope. Oh, is it? That is so dope, man. I really, really dig it. And shout out to that, you know, because I feel like, you know, it's probably something that needs to permeate in how we think pretty much about everything that we do.
Yeah.
That, you know, we've kind of figured that there's a right way to pronounce and to say things up until now, but that's not how 80% of this country speaks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
so
we're out here making, I actually saw a tweet from Spitz. Don't ask me how. Yeah.
Like
Abby Spitz, Eddie Cavella. Abby Spitz, Eddie Cavella, right? Yeah, first of all, it means we're talking about somebody on Twitter. But the person was talking about finish off your sophisticated look with the Gary, who the hell do these people think they're talking to? You know what I mean? I mean, we're talking about Cavella here, the thing that people put a plaster on. Like, you know what I mean? And if somebody was smart enough, shout out to Twice for making me, for bringing that shit on and for me to get it. But it's like, If you're talking, if you know who you're talking to, you'd know not to say shit like that. Mm. Because you know 80% of the people who buy your shit are not those people. You know, giddy cotton. It's the guy who buys a brown one and a black one.
It's
you know
so
what
I
mean?
Hard. It's like, so hard.
Guys, it's your boy G-Man the M-Man, and we're still at it. I'm having a fantastic time. I'm almost a little nervous, to be honest with you. I don't know what's going to come out of these ladies' mouths. But hit me up. It's your boy. I'm Twitter. That's at Blackson. At BLAXEM or at cliffcentral.com on Twitter as well, or hit me up on WhatsApp at 079-748-2090. And you can also do like the rest of the team that Mbali put back at the office, and you can call us on 0861-555-189. So I mean, once again, I mean, we can talk about the whole Black Panther phenomenon and all that, you know, and I think that it's a very it feels like one of those things that really got into the cultural psyche of pretty much everywhere in the world. I think it's grossing like 900 million right now. Doing amazing things. How much do you guys think that the PR has helped kind of like, because I mean, I'm one of those people who have not seen it yet. I'm seeing it tonight. Let's not judge me. One of those people have, I get into it, it's like, yeah, pitch a baby girl.
Cool.
When a pitch nigga wants you. but how much do you guys think that the PR of that has kind of helped make this what it is? You know, like, I guess, like, you know, it's obviously organizing the interviews and like, how much of that if you think has been
the
hype?
I think the whole thing was a PR thing.
Yeah.
You know, because if you think back like 18 months ago, you know, there were little pictures and snippets of what's coming. They were still shooting this. Yeah. They didn't even know what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
So they took a global concept, you know, where black people are rising.
Yeah.
You know, we want to be seen, we want to be heard, right? Mm. And I think that was the insight from a PR point of view. And these black people. And they knew that when, what's this guy? Barack Obama's leaving.
They need
something global to rally behind.
The narrative was right.
Yeah. So, absolutely, you know?
Yeah.
And I think...
That just blew my mind. I never thought about it like that. That, you know, obviously there was this transition happening where the whole world was going, the de-blackenization of America, and now we have to. That's insane shit.
There's like, well, that's how I'm reading it.
Yeah,
you know, it's just me giving opinion here.
Yeah.
But it is that, and it's there's never been any property like Black Panther that has united an entire universe of people. You know, it doesn't matter where you are. I was watching some clip of a woman in Turkey, Belgium. You know, going all Wakanda with their blonde hair
and stuff.
And I really think it was not necessarily about the marketing, because the marketing came in a bit later
when
they actually had stuff to sell and, you know, the touch and feely kind of things. But I think it was born from a PR.
I think I know the stuff you're talking about. I saw the one video of those two Russian girls, and I think the cleanest guara I've ever seen.
Cleanest.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen guaras everywhere. That one was thorough. I mean, precision like a motherfucker. But then we also know that they're doping there.
I mean,
Russia can tell us.
But I mean,
it gets me to another point. I mean, you speak about how the marketing only started later, and the PR is almost understated. The superhero sans cape that has carried and continues to carry a whole bunch of campaigns and a whole bunch of companies. Why is it that you think that is? And I'll ask you this: why is it that you think PR feels like it's the people don't realize the power
how big
it actually carries most of these things?
So I think it starts with the whole thing that traditional PR is dying out. You know, print newspapers.
Yeah.
And
so what do you mean by that? Like press releases.
Press releases. It's old age. Like Mbali always says, stop writing, guys. This is so old school.
Yeah.
So I think it comes from that mentality that press releases and writing is so old age. But people forget that. Like a lot of, I think, brands and maybe organizations, they forget that we are essentially the thread that ties everything together.
That's right.
From start to finish, from pre-comms to during whatever is going on to after. So we give it legs.
That's right.
Like with Wakanda, I feel like Mbali is right. It was PR because, I mean, for the whole world to be talking about the same thing, we guided the narrative as PR consultants. We guide the narrative. We feed them. We know what we want them to say. I mean, the consumer out there. So PR is actually still quite relevant.
It's scripting. Like I said, it's pretty much like the people at the office.
Yeah, and just to add on what Zen is saying, you know, like PR works on, it's a subtle persuasion, so naturally, you know,
it's not people driving.
Yes,
for custard.
Yes, subtle persuasion.
It's not
subtle persuasion. Yeah. English flex. Come on. You know. come on.
You know what? I enjoy that. I enjoy that. That's your joke. Oh man, that's insane. You, like I said, it almost always scares me what is about to come out of your guys' mouths. But I think that's amazing. And how big is the entire PR department at FCB? Because I know you said that, you know, you guys just do SA Tourism, but do you guys have like a huge, because when I was there used to be a thing called Red Line. And it was an entire guys. I was there in the early days there when black people couldn't drink tea out the kitchen. We had to bring a flask. No, I'm kidding. But is there a big PR department?
You know, you would imagine that there is, but the team's not that big. Think like small agency.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So about 12.
That's fantastic. But now I want to get into this now, buddy. Yeah. Let's get into, you know, this whole thing now, right? Now you just said now that you've left advertising and come back a few times, and you left and come back in a few different capacities.
Oh yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
So what are the other dope capacities that you've taken on in this?
You used
this?
To call me the original MD.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
But like how many of these hats have you had to wear in the game, and what, and how do you think that's shaped this person that's sitting in front of us right now?
Yeah, so obviously started, I mean, you kind of cut your teeth at the bottom like
that's
everybody
right.
else.
Yeah.
You know? So I've gone from strat.
Yeah. Yeah. Essentially my shire.
You know, like a shire thing coming up with, you know, dreams. Yeah. Yeah. Sort of creating the dream, you know.
Right.
I've run two agencies in my life.
Hello.
One that was Motlaleng Media, which became Maverick State.
That's right, that's right. Shout out to everybody we know from that place, yeah.
All the cool ones.
Everybody.
Nonke, hashtag Nonke. And then moved on to the Publicis Group.
Oh, right.
I was MD of Manning, Salvage, and Lee. I don't know why.
There we go.
There was no one said that. You know?
Manning,
Salvage, and Lee.
Hello.
And then, you know, when acronyms were cool, it was MSNL.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was like pure traditional PR.
Yeah.
And it was my first experience of traditional PR, but not in the doing, but in the running. You know? Because you're used to environments where you've got traffic and you've got that shit doesn't exist in PR.
No,
like you will do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Write the press release.
Yeah. And we all know when it's supposed to be out, so let's do it.
Just do it. You know, but I've also been clients as well, you know.
Heaven.
Like hitting up corporate affairs.
Yeah.
MultiChoice, MTN. I just went there for the World Cup though.
Okay.
I was like, oh, I need free tickets.
I know you.
And they're like, there's a job. I was like, well, okay.
That's insane.
Yeah. So, you know, I've been around. Dude,
yeah.
I worked in government. Actually, that was my first job.
In government? Doing what?
I started off at trade and industry, bring a comm strategist.
Hello.
Comm strategist for Alec Irwin.
Back in the day. That's a long time ago.
That's a very long time ago. Yeah. And you know, because it's like, sweet, smart, idealistic.
Yeah.
Let's just do a whole cluster thing. And then it became about agriculture, finance, you know, those kinds of things. And then I was a trade and investment strategist, you know, for a while. I know, right?
But is there anything you have not done?
No. Yeah. No. But I've even flipped burgers, right?
There we go. But like I said, I mean, and do you think that how much of that has contributed to this person that you are right now? Yeah.
Yeah. It's really shaped this human. Also because I've had a view, like now looking at the PR space, right?
Yeah.
I've had a view of everything else.
Yeah.
And also how it all kind of feeds into each other.
That's
you know?
Right.
And it's, yeah, I mean, you know, PR is the Trojan horse.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
It's just going to open, it's opening up sort of a thing for something bigger.
That's right.
You know, where all the platforms, we need to get to a point where we're not like above the line, below
that's
the line.
Right. That's right.
It's just a line.
It's just this.
Just
a
talking
line.
Communication. Yeah. You know? And I think we have the joy of kind of bringing in all those disciplines, you know, to support the things that we do, you know. And it's nice that, I know it's a slow motion hug for clients.
Yeah.
But it's nice that they're getting to the point where they kind of understand the value of
that's
what,
right.
you know. And when you're sitting sort of like have a bird's eye view or a helicopter view.
Yeah.
You're kind of able to see, which, yeah, man, you know, if I wasn't a brand manager at some point, I wouldn't understand what the marketing outtake would be.
Boom.
Know? Yeah, absolutely. If I wasn't an MD, I wouldn't be understanding things like budgeting and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it's made me who I am.
That's fantastic, a little crazy.
Yeah.
Just a little.
But it also makes you intolerant of just mediocre stuff.
That's right.
You know,
that's
because
you've
been able to see the dream.
Yeah.
And when
you
look at where one has been, you know, there's been a nugget at every single point. So you know what excellence looks like. You know.
Yeah.
And I've been doing it for 20 years, bro.
Boom! That's dope. Wow. That is dope. That is insane.
You can actually see where the magic is.
Yeah. But I mean, and I want to jump in right there where you say you've been doing it for 20 years. And I'll ask you a question similar to what I asked Zanandi earlier. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like, you know, obviously you've watched the people around you change and their hues change, right? Their hues and views change, right? So I think that, you know, obviously, you know, you go from a time where, you know, completely surrounded by just white folk. And then now you pretty much have gone to the other end of that spectrum and it's all, you're just surrounded by black folk. How much do you think, How rapidly do you think that's happened? Or do you think that, you know, and we're going to get into the details of the marketing and advertising charter, but how much do you think that has affected stuff and affected the pace at which that has happened? Mm. Do you know what I mean?
So are we talking work produced or are we talking just the
I'm talking about the environment around you and also just the kind of work that you do. Because I guess those two things feed each other, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, for me, obviously, it's going to look like it's taken a long time.
Yeah.
Because I've been in the game.
Because 29.
Is a long time.
Get cheesy. Yeah.
You know? So for me, it looks like it's been a steady sort of transition, you know, nothing too drastic.
Yeah.
But if I look at life just after 2010, and then it was all black everything.
Yeah.
Something happened.
Yeah.
And then there was the switch.
Yeah.
You know, and then you've got like black creative directors, you know, leading some serious things out there, you know. So and then it kind of died down.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some people got a fright.
Yeah, exactly.
And they were like,
as
no.
As one does.
Yeah, so they were like, stop it. When
I feel like we're moving a bit too fast here. Bridget, just no.
Calm down. Yeah. You know, and then you saw the rise of other people sort of coming up now.
Yeah.
You know, that were not necessarily people of color.
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden, when the narrative became about black this, black that, black everything, we're coming for everything, George.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Shout out George and Banana, what's going on? It was Banana's birthday yesterday, wasn't it? Yeah. Shout out the guys, nothing wrong. What's going on here?
You know?
So here's what I think. I think that, you know, I guess what I was getting at is the Mac Charter conversation, right? And it's a tough one because, you know, we all know that it feels like there are two streams of PR happening, right? So one of them is we're genuinely trying to transform because we absolutely have to get to this place and start doing work where the people are actually represented and. And then we also know that there's some people just going, look, I just need to get the right numbers here for when the inspector comes. You know what I mean? And somebody, you know what I mean? Mm. And there's obviously a tension in between that place, those two places.
Mm.
How do we address that tension and make sure that we're not being duped?
You know, I actually brushed up on it last night. And
And
you know when you kind of look at the language of how these things are said. Mm. You know, they talk about demonstrate and reflect and whatever.
Yeah, demonstrate and reflect.
You demonstrate, exactly. So, you know, where's the doing? We need the doing stuff. Yeah. Where's the verb?
Yeah, because right, there's no doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's just suggestions that they, you know, about support AAA. You know, those kinds of things.
Wow.
No, it actually goes down to that level of detail. So for me, it just looks like a document that is fostering relations, but also a document that's going to facilitate transactions. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
there's nothing that is concretized that says this is
what we're,
they suggest that, you know, it should reflect what the country looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
That's insane.
You know, how do I obligate these big boys to be like, listen, your MD is going to have certain amount of options or share options of your business, you know, we need to have like detail.
Wow.
So
okay, I've got a couple of tweets here. Hey, Mali, wow, Ugarini, man, Ugarini. I've got.
Yo.
No. hey, lady heads. I've got a tweet here from Zemwape. That's at Afroscribe1. He says, hey, all those Ed ladies in the stool, shout out. And then he says Women's Day. And then he says, Malito, if working with a mostly female team works better than working with a mixed male and he wants to know if that works. Working in an all-female team works better than working in a mixed male and female team. Mm. How does the all-female dynamic work? Yeah. Mm. Hey. You're trading on dangerous ground. I mean, I'm glad it's not me asking this stuff. Brave man, Mr. Afroscribe One, Zemwapi. Do you want to take it?
Yeah, let's answer this guy. Yeah. You know, get over and done with. It shouldn't be a gender thing, right? Because it should always be on merit based on output and smarts. You know, I'm all big about being a smart person.
I mean, please.
I want clever people. But it's a difficult dynamic, right? And it, all black. So there are particular things that we go through.
Yeah.
Just as a people.
Nah? Yeah.
Then there are things that you go through as a black woman.
That's right.
Nah? Then it's a black woman in an environment. So the layers are so much.
Peeling back the onion layers.
It's like understanding that when somebody dies in my family, it's an uncle.
Yeah.
Right? But in my head or in my family, he's my dad.
That's right.
So I need the time off.
Yeah.
You know? So those kinds of things you understand. You know? Whereas others have been like, but didn't your other uncle just die like 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, exactly.
But also there's the female thing.
Yeah.
As well, no? So there's high tension, high emotion, drama.
Right.
And women bicker generally all the time. We're petty as fuck. So
I'm not sure I'm allowed to laugh at this.
I'm sorry. Okay. It's true though. Yeah. We are, you know? So it's about managing those little things so that it doesn't necessarily affect what the end goal
is,
what the output is, you know? So it's a job on its own.
Yeah.
Damn, it's a job on its own. But let me tell you something. At the end of the day, there's always a hug and a gathering.
Yeah, man.
You know, I'm like, all right, high five. Yeah. And you know that part downstairs, that's where we just regroup.
Is there always a hug moment, ladies? Is there always a hug moment? Or does it sometimes end in fuck off, guys.
Yeah, and then we kumbaya again.
Yeah. Listen, you know what we're here to do? I mean, the industry and like, we calm each other down. But
That's insane. But because also, like, I mean, that dynamic is also obviously new to a lot of agencies. Mm. You know, like I don't think that I can think of any places I've walked into. I've not walked into many, but like where like there's an all black female team. Mm. How has that been? And I mean, don't say too much if you don't wanna. But how do you feel like that affects both negatively and positively the space around you? You know, do you feel like there's a sense of aspiration to it from other teams, or do you feel like sometimes there's some that it just gets a little difficult?
Both.
Oh yeah.
You know, so
purely because of what the team looks like.
Yeah. Like when you're winning, and everybody's proud of you.
Yeah.
Right. When you're fucking up, naturally everybody's upset with you.
Yeah.
But then also, you know, we're loud.
Yeah.
Right? And we love to dance.
We are who we are. I know that one too well. I know that one way too well.
And sometimes we're not sensitive to how other people, because we've told ourselves that, you know what, this is who I am, this is what I'm going to do. So it's understanding, being sensitive to Abanya Bantu, but also just kind of not compromising too much.
That's right. You're absolutely right, because I also think that that's another big dynamic that we also have to kind of figure out in these agencies, because, you know, like agencies have also, like, because I know that open plan has become a thing, you know, one of the worst things I think to ever happen to any kind of corporate world. But the whole thing that, like, you know, there are people around you who kind of think that your process should be their process.
Yeah.
You know, so other people's process is, you know, we are going to speak at a certain decibel level.
Use your inspire voice. Use your spa voice.
Oh my god! You know what I mean? So, but like, it's obviously also, like you said, having to find out where you're being insensitive and where you're just going, guys. Otherwise, it's not gonna get done. You know what I mean? Absolutely. Otherwise, I'm never gonna get to a place where I feel like I've made the work that makes me feel satisfied, because you know, Kishaba hash tone, so you know, that's insane. Yeah,
doesn't feel like you've said anything.
You know what I mean?
Excuse me.
No, I don't. Guys, I'm Xhosa. I don't have a spa voice. Yeah. Like, yo.
I was just saying, guys, in our culture, when you whisper, you're a witch. Yeah. You know what I mean? You must speak loudly so the people walking past must hear what you're talking about. So you're not planning, you're not plotting to kill someone.
Exactly.
Guys, it's your boy, G-Man the Ad-Man. Hit me up once again at Blacksmiths, at BLAXEM, or at CliffCentral.com. And I'm still hanging out with this crew of people that's making me a whole bunch of nervous as well. So guys, I mean, okay, wait, here's somebody else. Okay, all right. I got Mr. Letterhead, Siamulo 87.
Hey,
how are you there, Scoops? I wasn't expecting this at all. He says, PR is so important. Creatives tend to overlook it until your flagship product gets listeriosis.
Even Balloon needs PR.
These fine ladies represent a big part of what we do as communications experts. Also, we expert, boy. Even Baloney needs PR. And he says, a bunch of other things. But that's exactly what we're talking about, right? We're talking about how, you know, there's no radio ad or no TV ad that's gonna make listeriosis, like the listeriosis issue, go away. Yeah. Most people still don't know how to pronounce it. Mm. You know, Pete Rey Mysterio. But I'll go back to the question earlier. I mean, what do you imagine is happening right now? And if that landed on your guys' table, how would you guys handle it? How would you guys handle the enterprise situation?
Yeah, so that should never have happened.
Yeah.
Right. And I read and reread that statement, trying to find the compassion in it.
Yeah.
Because people actually die.
Yes. Mm. That's the thing, right? That's the thing. I mean, we can joke about it, but at the end of the day, like 180 people died.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know? And they immediately just pull themselves away and say, yeah, so it's not our fault.
Yeah.
It's not our balloon. Maybe it was Woolies balloon.
Yeah, exactly. And then Woolies pulled balloon. Yes. Well. Yeah. I mean, most people don't even know Woolies had balloon.
Yeah,
anyway, I'll show you a Woolies.
No, it's sliced.
Yeah. Mm. And more often than not, it probably means that it comes from the same plant.
Absolutely from the same plant, including the chicken, you know?
But yeah, but like, how would you guys have handled it? If that brief landed on your table right now and they said, guys, this thing just happened, you know, how would you go to crisis management? Would you go to reputation management? What would you do?
So it's a crisis comms job first, right? Because you'll fix reputation later.
Yeah.
You know, people are in a state of panic. So your crisis comes in. I mean, when I worked on McDonald's, that was like our daily bread.
Yeah.
You know? Somebody, there's something that happened in Santon.
Yeah.
It crashed. Yeah. You know, you got to get into fix mode immediately. Like, you have to Olivia this whole thing.
Yeah, that's right.
One, they took too long.
Yeah.
True. They took too damn long to act.
Yeah.
And I think it was a do we, don't we?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So they should fire the PR agency for real.
Boom! Guys, we're also going to leave their email address at the end of this. So.
Hello.
You know, and then. And you can do it as a dual job as well, you know? So they should have gone straight into community and be like, we're out here, you know, the kids that passed away. Because it started with children.
Right. Yeah.
You know? So get right into, instead of just trying to, it wasn't my issue. You know, so they handled it really, really badly.
Yeah.
It's gone. To fix their rep is going
it's
to
gone.
Take. Yeah. So the trust has been broken.
Sure.
You know, with their consumers.
Yeah.
We're not going to stop eating balloon.
Yeah, I mean, please.
We are going to
I've ordered a quarter as we speak.
Yeah. We will be outraged like we were outraged with Spur or whatever. So it's going to take a lot for them to rebuild that thing, you know?
Sure.
Because people have become so aware of what brands do.
Yeah.
You know? So you now buy into the heart of the brand rather than just the look and feel of the brand, you know? So if they can prove that there is something
There's a new person in there. Yeah, because I'm one of those people. I'm one of those, like, you know, bend the house down kind of people. You know what I mean? If somebody has pooped on the carpet, let's bend the house down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I would have said, guys, let's shut down enterprise. Let's start it as a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And but do you think it might have to get something like that where they kind of go, guys, let's rename this entire establishment?
Hey, man, that's lost. Think of the equity that they're going to lose.
Exactly, right?
You know that red and that chicken. Is it a chicken on that
chicken?
It's a chicken. It's a chicken.
It's starting afresh, right?
Yeah, you know?
Fucking insane.
They have a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
They have a lot of work to do.
Well, I really hope they can fix it because I have a real relationship with Poloni. You know what I mean? Like, I'm one of those people. I really do. I'm one of those people that, like, you know, when people went ham Yeah. And I'm not talking about the saying we're going ham. I'm talking about when people went ham because like all of a sudden, yeah, you know. I was like, guys, bologna and chips, fry that thing up.
So I really
have to fix that really quick because you know, my love for bologna can't die because now I must look at brand names.
But does the guy in the street really care? Like he you does, know, it's the kind of blacks that are outraged by the statement.
He does really care because now the PR is now gone out there. The people know now Rey Mysterio. Like I said, people don't even know. Monday Night Raw. Don't go down without a fight. Yeah. People know. Mm. You know, so and now people also don't have enough information.
Absolutely.
So everyone is just like, I am not even touching this shit. You know what I mean? It's crazy. But I mean, we don't have a lot more time left. But you know what I like to do on the show? Like, just kind of get a sense of where you guys are from. You know, like, cause if like there's some kid out there in Tiwa, where you're from, and they just get a sense that, you know, there's someone out there, someone from my hood, is changing the face of SA tourism. You know what I mean? I really like that a lot. So I want to start here. Tell us, give us the rundown.
Okay, Mina, I'm from KZN, Pietermaritzburg. Shout out to Imbali.
There we go. Shout out to Pietermaritzburg, Imbali.
Yes, that's where I'm from.
Oh, that's dope. That's really cool. And then where are you from?
I'm from Umtata.
There we go.
Ngeleni.
There we go.
That's the rural areas.
I thought they're coming.
I feel like yes. Shout out to everybody at home.
Shout out Umtata. What's going on? Mali, I mean, you want to give us the whole rundown?
No. Yeah? I'm from everywhere. I'm from Soweto.
Okay, whereabouts? Soweto is a very big place.
Middleland Zone 5. Never go my shanga in.
Guys, I keep telling you guys about Ndofaya. This is Gmail and I keep bringing you everything. The best of Ndofaya, the best of every place, guys. Yeah, because I'm from Middleland Zone 9. Mali, come on. I mean, excellence.
That's why there's this
excellence
love.
Love is real here, guys. But guys, like I said, I mean, I really, every week it feels like the hour just flies by, sure, you know, and I feel like we had such a dope hangout I would like for us to have a more expanded kind of hangout on PR as a whole and also just kind of invite some more people from other PR places. You know, let's, and for me, I feel like it's such a big education job, you know, like I've always, well, kind of coming up, PR always felt like, weirdly enough, was the thing that came after.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. Whereas, like to your point now, Bali, like the PR is pretty much the entire journey. Yeah. So I feel like it's really, really important that we have another hangout sometime soon and get you guys back in here and chill out. You guys want to shout some people out? Let's do some shout outs real quick.
Okay, can I just shout out to the man?
There we go.
Scoops Malloy. The culinary chef.
You know, I saw that. I saw the look of shout out in your eyes. You know, I never do it. I never do it on the show. I never say shout people out. But I saw the look.
Guilty.
Yeah, exactly. But also, like, you know, are you hiring? I mean, should people hit you up with their CVs at any point?
Or? Not yet. Yeah.
Nah, right. She just with this pelele.
I swear. But you know what? Nothing stops people from just making contact.
That's right.
You don't only learn because you are employed by someone.
That's right. Know? That's right.
And
that's cool.
Also our obligation to connect with those people that want to do more.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Give your time.
That is so cool.
I know. I'm totally cool, right?
Hey, all the time, man. All the time. Guys, and that's it. But thank you so much for coming to hang out. It's been another dope week. It's been another dope show of G-Man the Ad Man. And check it out, man. And listen to the podcast. Listen to the whole podcast. You know, and play it for the people around your stool, because I feel like there are a lot of words that were said here that people around your studio probably need to hear. Play it on your way to church. You know, when the meeting's taking a bit too long, just you know, put in some earphones and listen to the show. But yeah, man, it's been great hanging out with you guys. And you know, like I say every week, you know, it's tough out there. So take care of those briefs. Take care of yourselves, but most importantly, take care of each other, because it's rough. This game can get hard and people are difficult and people can be evil too. So I think that you guys want to take care of yourselves, each other, and those briefs. But like I say every week as well, if the show was on a Friday, we'd be having a tequila. It's your boy, G-Man the Ad-Man. Boom!
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly. Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom!
Time isn't.
With G-Man and Ad-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-G-G-Man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
This is CliffCentral.com.